Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, and I am hosting today for the first time in 18 months without my partner, David Olson. Many of you know last week was his last week. So today I have a special guest host who is going to be joining us, Ian Robb. Ian, are you on the line?
I am, Lisa. Thank you. My father always said that I had a face for radio.
That's very funny.
So,
all right. So, Ian, for whatever Wednesday, we always go through announcements. And so I'm going to start off with that. So probably one of the biggest announcements right now is effective yesterday. Our web shop and marketing materials in the back office now reflect the new packages and bundles. So if you have not had a chance to see what that looks like in the web shop, you definitely want to log into that and take a look at the different options to familiarize yourself with that. Also, in the back office, in the distributor library, all of the new marketing materials are available there, including the flyer for the packages. There's also a segmentation document back there in the distributor library that kind of helps, you know, shows, you know, what comes with what package and what doesn't. So you might want to just make sure you take a look at that, download it, and have that as a reference for yourself. Also, too, another change this week is our regular presentations on Tuesday, which is a product presentation. There are actually going to be two time offerings for that now, one at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and one at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also on Thursday, the business opportunity call is now going to also be in the evening. There will be two presentations, one at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and one at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Also, we have a Beamer Saturday coming up on June 12th. That's at 12 noon at beamermeetings.com. Tea time will remain on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. We also have a Medical Monday coming up on June 7th, and that's at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And then following up with that is the Wellness Wednesday on June 9th. The Medical Monday is for practitioners only, and it does require a registration. The Wellness Wednesday is an open meeting to all distributors, and that's also at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Also this month, the horse set presentation for the product is on June 9th at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. And then the horse set opportunity, the business opportunity call, is on June 23rd at 8:30 Eastern. Also, there are academies this month in June that have extra equine content to it, and that's done with Dr. Marlies Vonk. And those are this weekend, June 4th and 5th, and also June 28th and 29th. Also, too, you want to check out the monthly newsletter that came from the corporate office. It should be in your Beamer mail. And take a look at the lease to own section. So the lease to own section is now when someone signs up for that program, they are going to be getting the home edition of the Beamer, which does not include a B pad. So you're going to want to figure out a strategy for your customers that are going into that lease to own program. I know some people are just buying a couple extra B pads. So with that, the academies that are coming up this month, there are two this weekend, June 4th and 5th. One is Pacific Time with David Olson, and one Central Time. And there's also an academy in French, June 19th and 20th for Canada. And then there's a Central Time Zone Academy, June 25th and 26th. And I believe those are the announcements. If you have any questions regarding packages and bundles, we're going to open up the lines for questions. So I just want everyone to hit one on your phone. If you have a question, do it now. Don't wait till the end. We had a few people we couldn't get to last week, so we want to make sure we answer as many questions as possible. And so with that, I am going to announce we've been doing these challenges on Wednesday, and we've done different challenges reaching out to prospects, enrolling distributors. This month, the challenge is going to be using Beamer as a recovery device and focusing on, who you can approach as far as Beamer as a recovery. So athletes, weekend warriors, people that you meet at the gym. And our challenge is, and I've talked about this on whatever Wednesday before, I've done this in my studio, and I've also done it at shows. And you know how people say, I can't feel Beamer, I don't know if it's working. So I do a push-up challenge, and it's 30 seconds, and you have someone or yourself, because the challenge is going to be you're going to do this for yourself. You do 30 seconds of push-up, count how many you do, and then you do a session on Beamer, body and the pad across your chest, and then you do another 30 seconds of push-up. Typically, you'll see an increase somewhere between 20 and 30% of what you did the first time because you were able to recover. So Ian has graciously volunteered to do this while we're on Blog Talk Radio today. So Ian, are you ready?
I didn't know I was going to be the guinea pig for this. This is what I had to do. I had to read that contract a little bit closer. And when you asked me to do this with you.
It was on page 4.
I think it was on page 4, too. I missed that one. Oh, well. Okay, so I'm going to get started. Okay. If anyone is out there, wants to get on the... No.
Should I set the clock for 30 seconds?
If you want to, I was going to... Yeah, go ahead and do it. I was going to do it, too. Just make sure you're fair. And we're going to do 2 minutes.
I just want to make sure... I want to make sure you're not cheating.
Oh, wow. Okay, there we go. We're starting off in a good tone here. Okay. So I'm going to do this right now. Lisa's going to time me. I'm going to time myself. If there's anyone else out there that's listening to us, all 11 listeners from Beamer Blog Talk Radio wants to do this with us, get on the floor and do this with me for 30 seconds. And then I'm going to get on the B-body and the B-pad. See that? And then let's see if this is – if I increase my endurance, my recovery after I do this. Okay, you guys ready? Ready, Lisa?
I'm going to hit start. You have to count them out loud.
All right, oh, wait a minute. Go.
Go. Okay. You better be doing push-ups.
All right. Hey, how come I feel like Bill Murray from Stripes?
While Ian's suffering through, you have 15 seconds left. Can you count to 10?
11. 12.
13, wow. Right.
14.
15, if you guys are doing this 16, and you're doing it with anyone else.
17. 18, 19,
all right.
20,
all right.
21.
That's it. Stop. Right. 30 seconds. Okay. So you're doing...
Stop.
All right, so now you're going to do a Beamer session, and you're going to talk to us while you're doing the Beamer session. So,
all right.
Are you okay? Do you need
CPR? Yes. So you do this where you want me to do it on intensity mode two for the B body.
Yeah, so usually I do the body on a lower intensity for the body. You can leave the plus sign on. One or two, and then you're going to put the B pad across your chest using program one.
There you go. So I've got doing that right now.
Okay.
Now why across your
and then
chest?
Also, I wanted to talk to you a little bit because you deal with a lot of athletes, both human and equine, and talk to us a little bit about how you approach athletes in both the human and horse world.
Well, honestly, when I deal with athletes, the recovery is the reason why they love the Beamer, because a lot of them don't spend enough time on recovery. But as they use the Beamer, they love it with the sleep program, with using it after they work out or train. But I also remind them the key factor, too, is that it's very preventative. So if they keep on using the Beamer on a regular basis, I find that they are less prone to have severe injuries. They might get a string or a pull, but nothing catastrophic where they're going to get pulled off the court or off the field for long periods of time. We've also seen this in the horse world too. Ironically, I worked with about 30 trainers at the track, and a lot of them have horses that when they've used the Beamer, they've only had strains and pulls, but never catastrophic energy where there's a problem with the horse. So that's great. Knock on wood. Don't want to jinx them. And with the athletes, especially the triathletes, they train so hard all the time that anytime they can do something while they're sleeping is great. Anytime that they can do this while they're sitting and relaxing is important. My athletes that fly from one continent to the other, I absolutely make them use the Beamer while they're on the plane because they're sitting there anyways. They're captured. They can't do much. So they might as well work on their circulation and the recovery so they can adapt to the new environment much faster, and they won't have their legs feel so tired and heavy. They actually feel pretty light, and that's what a lot of the tennis players tell me. And, you know, when they start to use it, the tennis players tell me that their hands feel faster on the returns. Their feet feel lighter. I hear that at pickleball, too. But I also hear, too, that their concentration is better. So if you think getting better circulation through your whole body from head to toe, what that can do for you. So are we almost
right,
done? Is the show almost done so I don't have to do the other 30 seconds?
Oh, no, you're doing the other 30 seconds. How many did you do in 30 seconds?
21.
21, okay. All right, and so one of the ways that distributors could approach their friends, family, people at the gym as a recovery tool would be to talk about more recovery than necessarily performance. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do, because they're wanting to feel something. They're so used to different machines that either freeze you or do different things. They want to feel like a lot of athletes like high intensity pain. They misunderstand what the Beamer is. It's low intensity. So you got to think about taking it low and slow to begin with, and recovery is a big factor. So I'm actually looking forward to doing this test. I'm one of the four captains for their Quarter Horse Congress that's going to be starting September through October. And Beamer is going to have their first official booth at a major event, and this is it. So there's going to be, you ready for this? 40 different distributors, 10 working each week. We're all going to work together. But if we have a human section where we're doing this, challenge, and this is why I'm doing it today, to see if I can do this, and we're going to do this. That way the riders can see a difference right away. So this is a great concept. And why don't you,
awesome.
And you told me to place this B pad on my chest, and why don't you tell them where the three coils are, how it's designed so they can do it too, Lisa.
Yeah, so when you place the pad across your chest, you should have a coil on kind of like right where your pec muscle is, where your shoulder right below there, and then you'll have one coil in the center. And the reason we do low is because we're trying to remove lactic acid from the body, which creates the sore muscles, the stiffness, and inflammation. And so that's what we're reducing. And if you can do that in an 8-minute session and then go and perform another 30 seconds of push-ups and perform more than you did the first time, it's something that people can see and feel. So, Ian, I'm going to actually let you finish your Beamer session and recover for a second. And I'm going to bring on Greg Peterson, who is an athlete himself and also accustomed to working with very, very much so endurance athletes and how they use the recovery. Greg, are you live on the line with us?
I am here, and I hope Ian is okay there. I hear him huffing and puffing, and the only time I hear him breathing that heavy is when he's sharing the Beamer with people and getting around to everybody.
Well, he's old. He's old, Greg. He's old.
There's no such thing as age in Beamer. Come on.
No, that's true. So, Greg, tell us how you personally use Beamer to recover on your cycling, long cycling trips.
You bet. Well, thanks for having me on, Lisa. And Ian, I'm glad to see you're doing the challenge. Number one, always go with the basic plan. That was developed by the White Jackets and those labs for over 20 years, and they know what they're talking about. So by developing that great foundation is awesome. So for recovery, I use a very low setting. Normally 2 or 3 works for me following a cycling event. And then I'll use the B pad because it has the 3 coils, and the signal is transmitted in both directions off of the pad. So I'll put it down between my legs, and I can kick back and kind of cross my legs over, but one of the coils will be around my calf area, another one right at the knee area, and another one will be right around my thigh area. And I'll do normally either program 1 or 2. And normally for me in that area, 2 works a little bit better because you got a little bit thicker mass on the muscle there. So we want a little bit deeper penetration. And so think of the higher levels of intensity as like turning up the volume on a radio. And so I'll do that. And where normally I would be tender and sore for about a day and a half following a hard cycling event, I use it now, and an hour later, I'm fine. But also remember, water goes hand in hand with Beamer. You always want to be drinking plenty of water, because if you're going to change the oil on your car and you remove all that sluggish old oil out of there, are you going to put sluggish old oil back in again? No. You're going to want nice fluid oil to get to all the areas. And it's no different in our bodies, because you're going to be a little bit dehydrated anyway. We naturally are. And so by drinking more water, you're getting those pipes filled with the fluid. And now you're allowing the mechanism, which is the vasomotion, to move that fluid around, which is carrying the oxygen and nutrition to the targeted areas, which are your cells. And you're removing the byproducts out of there. So it's going to be much more efficient, much more effective. And so an hour later, after I get off of using the Beamer and doing my recovery, I'm no longer sore. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll still be tired. However, my recovery is a lot faster. The soreness is gone. And now the recovery aspect of the nutrients are able to get into those targeted areas. My rebuilding process is much more dramatic. And then you let me know when you want me to share my push-up challenge that I'm doing for myself here, because I don't want to take the thunder away from Ian.
Okay, well, I just heard Ian's Beamer
right
go off. Okay. All right, Ian, are you ready to do your next 30 seconds?
Yes, I am.
On your mark, get set, go. Doesn't sound like you're doing anything.
6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
All right, you're done. You're done. So that is typically the increase when you do this challenge. And so the challenge for everybody on the call is do this challenge for yourself. Make your family do it and use it with as a tool to show people how Beamer works as a recovery device. Did you think you would be able to do that many, Ian?
No, but I have text. Oh, sorry. Maybe I got to start again. Hold on.
What?
Turn this thing off. I don't know what's going on. No, I did about 20. I think I did about 26, 29. No, I did about 29. That's what I did. So it's all good. But one thing I'm going to suggest, when you place that B pad over your chest, I have my athletes do a lot of breathing exercises. So focus on breathing in as deep as you can, then out. Open up those capillaries in your lungs.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a break for a second, Ian. And Greg, share the share your push-up challenge with us.
Okay, so here's what I started to do now. I know a couple of years ago on Facebook, there was a big challenge to represent the military and the number of suicides, and people were to do 21 push-ups every day to represent the 21 individuals that commit suicide every day, and you were to do that for 21 days. So I took it to a whole new level, and so I actually started doing a new push-up challenge for myself. So on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I start at 8 in the morning, and I go till 8 at night, or sometimes 7 in the morning. And I started off with doing 20 push-ups every hour on the hour. And so the first week, I did 20 push-ups every hour on the hour, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, then I figured, you know what? That was pretty good. I'm going to continue to bump it up, and I'm going to see how far I can go. So every week, I bumped it up 5 repetitions per set. So the following week I did 25 push-ups. Well, this week I am up to 90 push-ups every hour on the hour, starting at 7 in the morning on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So that's what I am doing now. And I'm going to continue till I get up to 100. And then at that point, I'm going to start modifying and kind of altering my push-ups and different things there. But if it wasn't for using the Beamer, I would not be doing this. I can tell you straight up, I would not be able to do this. And I can tell when, because I'm having to breathe during my push-up sessions, and I can almost feel myself recovering, and it's like I can just continue to keep going and going and going. Never have I felt that type of sensation before. And it is absolutely amazing. And it all comes down to blood flow. So there you go.
Yeah, wow, amazing. Greg, do you mind staying on? And maybe you can help answer some questions. We've got people in the queue. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the first line. 225-200, 225-200, you're live on Blog Talk.
Well, hi. How are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Emily Lopez in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and y'all are just awesome. Thank you for all you do, and I don't know that I would, my vanity would let me do push-ups where everybody can hear me at this point.
I wouldn't do it either. That's why Ian had to do it.
But that's an awesome challenge, and I have a family get-together this weekend, and there's 6 of the 7 siblings will be together, and I think this would be awesome to introduce the Beamer to my siblings. I mean, I think – but so on this, I do have a question because I don't think I got everything. For the recovery part, it's 1 or 2 with the plus across your chest and 1 coil in the middle and 1 – on a pec muscle, is that what you said?
No, on your pec muscle, on your chest muscles. So you want to have 1 coil on the right side, then you'll have the center coil. You'll end up with another coil on the left side. And you can do either one or program two. Like Greg was talking about, you know, program two works for him. Everybody's body is a little different, obviously. So when I'm at a show and I only have really 8 minutes to show somebody how this works and how you can recover, I just do 8 minutes. And I do intensity one or two for the body. I leave the plus sign on, and you leave the plus sign on the programs.
Okay. So you wouldn't put the pad across a new person's chest?
No, I do put the pad across the chest.
Oh, along with the body?
Yep. Yeah, they lay on the body and then put the...
Okay. I'm sorry. That's okay.
Think of it this way. We always do the overall body, because if you've got if you lived in the cul-de-sac of a neighborhood and all the traffic was backed up in your neighborhood, all the streets, the freeways, everything like that, if you just get out of your neighborhood, you're still going to run into bumped up traffic and you're not going to get anywhere. So we always want to make sure we do the overall body. That way we get all the highways running appropriately. And then we're focusing on that cul-de-sac, which in this case is going to be the anterior shoulder area across the chest. And then that way you're really going to highlight getting that lactic acid, everything flushed out of there. Well, it needs to go somewhere. And part of our body's response to that is flushing it out, getting it to the kidneys, the whole bit. So we always do your overall body, but then also then you can focus on an isolated area. Does that help make sense?
That was awesome. That's an awesome comparison there. Thank you.
Okay. Emily, I want you to come back on next Wednesday and tell us how your family challenge went.
I will, and I will share with you that I'm the baby girl. I have a little brother, but I'm the baby girl in the family. But the youngest of us is 47. So this will be interesting.
It should be fun. Definitely call us back next Wednesday and let us know how it went, because we want to hear everybody's success stories with it. And it's also good for us as distributors to do it for ourselves, but also, you know, just do it with friends and family, just so that you can see, you know, I've honestly never had a time that somebody couldn't do more. So, you know, I'm certain that it works on everyone. So have fun this weekend with your family, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for all you guys do.
All right. Our next caller is 417-732. 417-732. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Morgan Ezell. I am 78 years old. When I turned 50, I thought I was old. 54, they started the procedure on the chest and what have you. And since then, I have passed away after having a procedure done there. That was almost 8 years ago. And I feel better now than I ever did when I was 50 years old because of the Beamer. I've had it 3.5 years. It's the most fantastic thing I've ever done for my health. And thank you for what you do.
Morgan, thank you. That's an amazing testimony. I appreciate you calling in. And, wow, that's a huge statement. At 78, feeling better than you did at 50. So cheers to your continued health.
Well, I could say that I used to couldn't sleep about three and a half hours a night because of the discomfort in my life. And now I can sleep at least 8 to 10 hours every night. That's worth a bunch.
Yes, it is. Are you going to try the push-up challenge, Morgan?
No.
Okay.
I have reason being is I know I'm not supposed to say anything about the different procedures, but when you When you walk, you use these. When you jump, you use these. When you sit, you use these. And they wanted to replace those for the last 7 or 8 years. And since I've had Beamer, I do good. I work in the garden. I mow 4 or 5 acres every week. I pick up tree limbs. I feel more than blessed. And thanks be to God and Beamer that I can do all this stuff still.
And yes, still alive. And I love your energy. It. Yes. Thank you for calling in, Morgan.
I want to do Morgan's challenge. I like his challenge better.
Ian, you're still alive.
Yes, I am. And now I have the texts. I didn't know I still had these. Thank you.
So what we'll do is we'll have Ian do a mowing challenge, and he's going to have to push one of those mowers that have the spinning blade on the front with no motor on it. We'll see how many acres he can do before Beamer and then after Beamer.
Okay, this could get crazy this month, these challenges. All right, we have another caller in the queue. If you have any questions whatsoever, whether it's regarding this challenge, how to do it, how to share Beamer as a recovery device, if you have questions about athletes, hit 1 on your phone and get in the queue. 713-569, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, Lisa and Ian and Greg. It's Sandra in Houston. What a lively event today, all done via the phone. I think the lady previously from Baton Rouge asked the question, but it seemed to me that Ian did not do the B body and the B pad simultaneously. But Lisa, you say you do it simultaneously. Is that correct?
I do, and I believe Ian, did you do both simultaneously? Easy for me
I
to
did.
Say.
Exactly, both at the same time. So
oh, I couldn't tell.
Said it seemed, that because I was breathing heavily.
Oh, I thought I heard the beep of the bee body, and so anyway, oh, perfect. My other question, not necessarily related to this challenge, is a veterinarian considered a medical professional for the medical call? And what might anybody think that a veterinarian would gain from it, since it's obviously going to be geared to humans?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, when I picked this topic to do this challenge month, it turns out that actually that's also Dr. Burka's Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday is on resilience and recovery. And definitely a veterinarian would be a medical practitioner that could get on Medical Monday. And but they do have to register for that in advance because they ask them for their credentials.
Right.
And then they okay. But yeah, and Ian, I think you can probably address that as well, like what we're talking about and how that happens in the equine world.
Absolutely. So I actually send out the invitation to all my veterinarians that are on my team and all the ones that I'm working with, because they can relate and understand, even though we're talking about the human body, that we're very similar in a lot of ways to the equine
mm-hmm.
body. So what we're talking about here, they go, okay, this also will apply for the horse world too. We just don't eat as many carrots and hay as they do.
Okay. Great. And that led me up. I thought of another question, and it seems to have zoomed on out of my head. So I won't take up the mic anymore. Thank you all so much for a great day, great blog talk.
Thanks, Sandra, for calling in. All right, if anyone has any questions, now is the time to hit 1 on your phone. Greg, how do you approach athletes that you're working with, and what would you say has been like one of your great experiences with Beamer as a recovery device for athletes?
Great question. I always bring up the 3 R's, rest, recovery, and regeneration. Okay, rest, recovery, and regeneration. Those are the 3 primary items that will lead an athlete to go, okay, what is going to give me that edge over someone else? Because how many times have you guys watched the Olympics on the swimming and somebody wins by 1/100th of a second? Can you imagine using Beamer, increasing your blood flow up to 30% greater, and the benefits of having that? How much faster are you going to be? And not only are we talking about the muscles when I'm explaining this to people, I mention you take in nutrients, right? You eat. Well, yeah. Well, you realize every item in your body is made up of every cell. And those cells are like little mini-me's. And they all eat and they all breathe. And whatever eats and breathes is going to poop. And if you don't get that poop out of there, that's how you're going to feel. So if we can increase that blood flow to those areas and allow everything to become more efficient, your digestive tract, the uptake of your food, better hydration and getting the byproducts out of there, the uptake of oxygen, the transport of the oxygen to the targeted areas, do you think that you would improve your performance? Well, yeah. What about your recovery? Now you're getting all those areas flushed out of there, and the first step of recovery is getting all the poop out of there so all the good stuff can come in. Do you think you would recover faster? Well, yeah. So what questions do you have? And so they're like, how soon can I get this? So that's the approach that I use with athletes. And I know that we have another RAM race coming up here that's going to be starting the 15th and the 19th of June here. And Beamer and officially, we have a solo rider, Jonathan Moore, and he's in the under 50 age group, and he is going to be an amateur solo rider, meaning this is his first year as a solo rider. And he just started using the Beamer a couple weeks ago, and I've been helping him do more of an accelerated program to get used to the Beamer, because he is trainer and nutritionist that lives in another state said, you need to get this, because they discovered it. And they said, you need to get on this to use this for the race. So I've been working with him, and he has had tremendous results in a very short period of time. He is so excited. And so I'm having to kind of pull the reins back to make sure that he keeps an understanding of how this is working, but how we are going to work him into the sleep program, where that is where the major regeneration comes about. Because during the day, your organs are always working on filtering out your liver, your kidneys, your spleen. They're always filtering things out throughout your day, throughout your daily processes. Well, at nighttime, when you go to sleep and you go into REM sleep, that is when your body goes paralyzed. That is when the blood then gets shunted to your primary organs, and that is when they finally start to filter themselves out and clean themselves up to prepare for the following day. So the sleep program is so, so important for people. And when I can explain this to an athlete and they recognize the importance of sleep and the regeneration, then it's a slam dunk. And so it's truly a matter of educating people and also sharing the Beamer. We never sell the Beamer, but we just share it with people. They're adults. Give them the proper information. Let them make the choice that's going to work best for them, and you'll see magic happen.
Awesome. Greg, thank you so much for calling in today and sharing all of your expertise in this area. Ian, I'm going to have you come on, and any last thoughts or tips before we close out the show?
You know, I'm just amazed that that challenge had actually worked. I had 21 push-ups first 30 seconds, and I did about 28, 29 push-ups, almost 30, I think, right there. So that was great to see as a person just doing this for the first time. I definitely am going to do this challenge. I'm going to do it with everybody that I know on the streets, anywhere. I'm going to tell them to drop and give me 20. And see how well that goes, but I'm looking forward to doing this for the rest of the week.
Awesome. All right, so the challenge is doing the push-up challenge, 30 seconds, do as many as you can, and they don't have to be military-style push-ups. If you don't feel as strong doing a push-up, some women don't, you know, do it modified on your knees, cross the ankles. If you have some other issues in your shoulder area or chest area and you need to do an even more modified push-up, you could do a standing push-up against a chair or a wall as well, and still be able to see the difference. And then 30 seconds, count how many you did. Recover on your beamer using the B-body on intensity 1, 2, or Greg says he even uses 3. So you want to stay low, though. You don't want to, you know, go up high. You want to be able to, we don't need to go deep into the body. We just need to get through that lymphatic system and through the muscle tissue, removing the lactic acid. Put the B-pad across the chest, so that you have one coil on the left side, one in the center, one on the right side. Do your 8-minute session, program one, leave the plus sign on, and then do another 30 seconds of push-ups, count your push-ups. Typically, it will be an increase somewhere between 20 and 30% that you did the first time. So try it for yourself. Try it with your friends and family. Share it at your gym. Share it with your softball team, your tennis players, your pickleball friends. You know, take it out to the pickleball court and try it out there. And then next Wednesday, I want people to call into the show and let us know how it worked for you. If you have any questions, you know, you may even sell a beamer or two if you do this. So I'm going to take one last call, and we only have a couple of seconds. 561-644-561-644. You're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, wonderful program. This is Tara in Sarasota, and I can't wait to try the challenge. It was really inspiring. And I've tried something similar with a different product, and I would love to compare and see if Beamer would, you know, outshine this other thing. Also, I've had a Beamer for a while, but I got a little confused, and my question is, did I keep hearing you say a 1, 2, or 3, and it sounds like you're talking intensities with the pad. I'm going to re-listen to this whole thing, and I think it probably will straighten out.
That's it.
But
that's okay, Tara. I'll go over it again, because if you have a question about that, likely someone else does too. So you're going to do a full body application with the B-body, and you're going to use the purple button, intensity 1, 2, or 3, for your full body application.
Right.
And then you're going to do a targeted area across the chest, because those are the muscles that you're working in a push-up. You're going to do the targeted area with the B pad, and you're going to use program 1. Okay.
Okay. And the
Greg also mentioned that he sometimes uses program 2. I have found it successful just doing the 8-minute program 1.
Got it. For across the board, for regardless of their conditioning, more or less.
Yes. Correct.
If it's
now you're not
yeah,
gonna, you're not going to make somebody
new,
that has
yeah.
you're going to make somebody that has a lot of issues in their body do a push up. Like, obviously there needs
right.
to be some common sense going on there. Yeah. But for the most
Absolutely.
Part, this will work with just about everybody.
Thank you so much for the clarifications.
You are welcome. Have a great.
Yeah, and I've also found out, I mean, I don't know if you have time for testimonial at all, but I have been able to, let's see, what have I been able to do? Oh, I'm on a farm and I carry hoses because we chose not to invest in pipeline irrigation, because our things keep rotating and moving so much. So I can carry these 100-foot hoses now every day if need be, during kind of a little bit of a drought season where we've been having. Before, I would be trying to pull it a few feet and then panting and So I've had experience before Beamer and after Beamer with that kind of thing, and just working all day in the gardens and fields. Now it's really awesome. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us, Tara. Have a great day. Try the challenge and call us back next Wednesday and let us know how you did. And with that, that's going to be our last caller of this whatever Wednesday. Go out and make it a fabulous day, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.